Hey, you. Yeah, you. Don't look around. I've been watching you for a while now. And I finally came to the conclusion that I want you to be mine. That's right. I want you to be my pet. My personal sex toy. You're hearing me right. Now, I know that you're shy. But that's one of the things that make you so special. You've got it all in my eyes. You're sexy, hot, and cute. You don't talk much. And on top of everything, you're shy and submissive. You've got everything I value in a man. And you're a virgin. I wouldn't even want to look at anyone else but you at this point. Matter of fact, I'm sure that there's no one better than you. My eyes, ears, and mind are fully focused on all of you and only you. And I hate that you didn't even know about me until now, when you're finally listening to my words. This is just an audio. And I bet your cheeks are already turning red. Can you just imagine what would happen if we met for real? Do you know what I'd do to you? I have so many dirty thoughts about you right now. I'm positive that if we met, I couldn't control myself. I'd probably push you on the bed, get on top of you, pin you down by your wrists and steal your first kiss. And then after I have my taste, I would press my hands against your chest and see how fast your heart is beating. And then I'd calm you down and introduce myself. I'll tell you who I am and tell you what I want. I'd hope those words would get you even more nervous. It would turn me on even more. And then I'd start kissing you everywhere. Your neck, your chest, your arms. And then I'd go back to your lips again. All while I still have your wrists pinned down. I wouldn't let you go anywhere, my sweet boy. By that time, you would already be mine. My property. I would own you on your own bed. I would make you take everything I have in plan for you. I would make you do whatever I tell you to. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I grabbed you by the back of your head, pushed you between my legs, and made you eat my pussy? You would like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would. We both know you're submissive, and you would let me dominate you, control you, and then of course, you would love to taste me. You're already such a good boy for me, and you don't even know it yet. But you know, that's why it's such a torture to only fantasize about you and not actually have you. God, if you were here right now. I know part of you is really scared of me, because you know how hot and sexy and gorgeous I am. You know, I wouldn't care about your shyness. I mean, I would, but because it's adorable. But it wouldn't stop me. I would just take you. And I would take your virginity without any hesitation. But the other part of you wants me. Because you've never had a woman tell you these things. And I'm just so all over you right now, aren't I? Yeah. So, if I appeared before you right now, What would you do? Nothing, right? You just stand there and get all red-faced for me, wouldn't you? That's how I want you to be. I want to make the first move. I just want you to be my good boy. My good pet. You really don't have to do anything, but just be there for me. Unless I tell you to do something, then you'd obey me, right? Fuck. My pussy's so wet when I think about all the things I want to do to you. My shy, precious boy. Oh, I want to dominate you so fucking bad. I want to put you in your place. I want to make you want me more within time and eventually turn you into my perfect slave. I would take your virginity. I would ride you so fucking hard. Make you explode deep inside my pussy. Oh, I would tie you up and tease you for hours. At you. Torture you with all kinds of pleasure. Kissing, touching, stroking, sucking. Licking, whispering, dirty talking. I would break you, my good boy. I would make you turn into a slut for me. Oh, I'd rob you of your innocence. I would make you worship your mistress. Mistress is me, of course. And I would make you kiss my beautiful legs, hands, neck, and tummy. I would let you suck and nibble on my hard nipples. I'd make you taste my pussy over and over again. I'd make you massage me for as long as I want you to. And you would love it, because in your eyes, I'm a goddess. You'd be glad to do something for me, and you'd be so happy if you saw I'm proud of you. And that's all you'd care about, in fact. Me. And I'd give it all back to you. I'd put your hard cock in my mouth and suck on it how I want to do. Don't get it confused. I would taste your pre-cum, play with it. I would slobber all over your balls. I would do it until you're on the edge, and then I wouldn't let you come. I would just let your cock calm down and then start sucking again. I would make you do everything to try not to come while I'm not stopping giving you head. I would make your toes curl. I would deep throat your cock. I would just use that cock like a real toy. And I would... Oh, fuck. I'm getting ahead of myself right now. I don't know how long I've talked about how I would wish you to be mine. But I don't think you minded at all. Did you? Nah. I bet you even got hard for me. Maybe you even touched yourself and stroked it while I talked. Without my permission, by the way. But I'll let that one slide. Here's what I need you to do, though. I want you to close your eyes after you listen to this audio and stroke yourself until you explode. Stroke yourself while you think about fucking me. Or think about me sucking you off. Whatever you prefer. That's right. I'm giving you my permission. That's a command, actually. You have to do it. That is, if you're really mine. Because you have to obey me. And also, after you've finished jerking off, I want you to comment on this audio and tell me what you thought of it. I want to know if you liked listening to this little audio. I want to know if I already made you my good pet. I may just make more of them if you like it. Deal? Alright. I'll go now, because I've got some stuff to do, unfortunately. But I'll be back. No, that's not enough. Let me give my good boy something better. There. Now you can go. Bye for now, pet.